every day we do kind of a setting the bar story, examples of what not to do. And every day we also do feel good stories, stories that just make you smile, put a smile on your face.
Are these getting mashed right
now? I don't know where to put this.
Last week, while Nate Roman and his son were out and about, someone entered their home and cleaned it. They also made the beds and cleaned the bedrooms.
Feel good.
100% of feel good.
Breaking and entering bad, but the cleaning part, feel good.
It's like a robber fairy hit their house.
They even left souvenirs. But here's the kicker. They didn't clean the kitchen, and not a thing from the home was stolen.
Yeah, nothing was stolen.
Okay, so they didn't steal anything. They left gifts, and they cleaned everything?
Stacked the son's stuffed animals, left an origami rose on the toilet paper.
They scrubbed everything down, did the shower, did the toilets. These toilet paper roses were left on my toilet paper rolls.
Oh my God, this is amazing. Here's my address. Are you ready? Write it down.
That's like 5-star resort level with the origami.
We'll leave the door open.
Right. Do you think that they were actually a cleaning company that just got the wrong house? And so when they came on the locked door, they were like, well, we got to get in. We got to do our job.
Right. We've been hired.
Because nothing had been taken, nothing, you know, other than just being rearranged and cleaned and, you know, sort of put away and put straight. That was the biggest thing. Little time's gone by now. I can laugh about it. It was terrifying just to know that somebody was in your house.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like you hit the nail on the head. Like, that sounds like it's a cleaning company that just got the wrong place.
That's way too reasonable, guys.
That's very thorough.
It's the breaking and entering robber fairy that visited their
cleaning
house.
Cleaning fairy. Yeah.
Robber cleaning fairy who didn't actually steal anything, actually gave them stuff, rearranged things, and left with a clean house.
Again, I live in J-Town. So, swing on by.
Yeah, there you go.
You can come to my apartment, but I'm going to request an origami elephant instead of a rose.
Oh, right. You know, whatever you can do.
Hashtag diva.
So there you go. Is that setting the bar? Is that feel good?
That's 1,000% feel good.
Are we talking? Okay, we're saying that's a feel good.
Lane, and I'm inviting it. Right. To my house.
Okay, there you go.
Wherever you are.
All right, so that's your feel-good story. 99.7 DJX.